Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. A great morning it is. Happy Mother's Day. Was thinking about a show on moms, but passed on it. Sorry, moms. We can't dedicate this show to you, but we're thinking of you anyway. At least I am of my mom. Happy Saturday. Your mind. Yes, your mind. Your memory. Your brain. Your function. What you're starting to fear you have less of. Less functionality with at your age, whatever your age is. Even if you're 30, you might not be as sharp to the point as you were when you were 15. If you're 50, certainly not. If you're 60, 70, sometimes you're even wondering where you are while you're driving, where you're going, where you put your keys, why you can't remember even the simplest little things. Your short-term memory's gone. Even worse, they take pictures of your brain and they tell you, you've got something that looks like Parkinson's, something that looks like Alzheimer's, something that looks like senility. Even if they can't put their finger on it, you can, because you know your mind is not the same. Something's happening to your brain. I wanted to find this for you today. I want to give you insight to it. Whether you're concerned about your memory, whether you're concerned about early signs of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, whether you've got it in your family and you don't want to get it, whether you've worked in industry for years and you're starting to think that you're on your way. Listen to this show today. Think deeply. Get on the archives. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Get to the archives is all I can say. I hope you're on a computer listening to this show today, because I'm going to use my pictures. I'm going to use the links we put on. I've got fantastic stuff to share with you. And do not think because the show is centered around Parkinson's that this show does not apply to you. It applies to you. It's just a little genetic slant that gives you Parkinson's instead of Alzheimer's, instead of senile dementia. Jacob Creutzfeldt, Kuru. There's a million ways for your brain to go south. And just simple aging is going to send your brain south. And one thing we know, if you live in Southern California, you are aging more rapidly. So this show's about everybody. All right. Let's stick to Parkinson's. First, a picture. Picture number one. Get to picture number one. Go to the shows. Pretty easy to do. If you're driving, I'll do my best. But when you get home, get to the website. Do this for yourself if you really want to understand what all the hullabaloo is about. There is a sagittal cut, picture number one, of the brain. And you see all those wires there. Look at that picture in the lower left-hand corner. It's going to say the nigro, as in black, striatal pathway. Right where that little broken arrow is pointing is the part of your brain that decays when you get Parkinson's disease or pre-Parkinson's. That's called the substantia nigra, substantially black. Let's look at a cross-section of that part of the brain. This is a look at your brain from the side. So if we were looking at you profile, we cut you in half and we looked into the other half. That's what we'd be looking at. Now let's cut you in half through the transverse plane, cross-sectional. Go to picture number four. got a great shot for you. Picture number four. Take a look. See that guy there in the upper left-hand corner? That's not a halo around his head. That's the level for you to understand that we're going to cut his head off, and now we're going to look down into it. In that picture on the lower left there, in that square, just below the words, cut section of the midbrain, we're looking straight there in that colored part at the midbrain. And then the black part of it is called the substantia nigra. And they're telling you that when you have Parkinson's disease, when you're on your way for reasons that are not mysterious, reasons that are understood, reasons that you don't understand. By God, the number of people I've met over the last 20 years with Parkinson's, pre-Parkinson's, post-Parkinson's, atypical Parkinson's, that don't even understand their own process, that are vanquishing their bank accounts, going all over the world looking for a better way to do it. And there it is, as always, right in front of our face, if you just took the time to understand it. So please do not think that you can afford not to take the time. This will save you time if you're interested in hanging on to that brain, not just with Parkinson's, with anything. Listen up. Now look at that substantia nigra. In a diseased Parkinson's case, it starts disappearing. We're going to get into why, but I just want you to get a sense of where we're going on the show today, where we are in your brain. You got to get spatially oriented, because there's going to be a structural component, as always. That's right. Things that happen as you neurodegenerate are in part structurally driven. Now, we're going to talk about the chemistry today, because you have to respect the chemistry. Lots of people. We know this. It's in the literature. We suspect it. It's all over the place. When you're a construction worker, an airline pilot, when you live in Chicago near those filthy automotive cities, when you live near the Long Beach port, where you live near oil refineries, where you work on the farm and you've been spraying pesticide for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Let's just keep going. When you work in a hair salon and you've been sucking down hairspray your whole life. Yeah. When you're an auto mechanic, when you work in an auto body shop, when you're a welder. That black thing there, the substantia nigra, we know. I'll show you the literature. I'll show you the literature so we don't have to wonder about this. I'll show you the literature written by the scientists. Guys that have nothing to do but essentially give me material for what I send to you. This isn't holistic yang-yang. This isn't some chiropractor with a theory. This is in the literature. It's everywhere. And you are not going to knock me off my chair and say, well, why didn't my doctor at Kaiser tell me this? Why didn't my neurologist tell me? And if he didn't, then obviously it isn't anything to listen to. Please don't think that. Understand the inside track on your health. You got to go into the science and you got to use your brain. And just as certainly as you would not quite believe anymore that your politicians have your best interest at heart, don't think that the institution of medicine, I said the institution, not your individual doctors, your institution, don't think the institution of any institution has anything in your best interest. Don't think that. Okay, so look at the guy on the picture upper left. Now cut his head off. Now look down on it. Now isolate that substantia nigra out of it. Now understand what that is, where it is, and let's keep going. The substantia nigra. It produces something that makes it black, that makes it black. It gives it a pigment. Those are called melanocytes, melanin. Neuromelanin. In that area, substantia nigra, you have a couple of types of cells. One cell is called a dopaminergic cell. Dopaminergic cell. That area produces dopamine. Dopamine is what allows you to move smoothly. When you watch Parkinson's people, they move juddery. Their hands are moving. When they're walking, they can't stop. A lot of times they walk faster, and they can't slow themselves down, so they fall. When you work with Parkinson's patients, it takes them so long to put their shoe on. I worked with a guy once years ago, a sweetheart of a guy. It took him 2 hours in the morning to put his clothes on. 2 hours. He used to think about killing himself. We used to have those discussions. We knew his brain was loaded with pesticides, with petrochemicals, with metals of all sorts, from iron to uranium to cadmium to the whole slew. We knew it, but who could prove it? What were we supposed to do? Suck out his brain? Put it in a blender and prove it? Where was the study? You're going to look at the studies today. We know that the cells, they're called melanocytes. Yeah, you have melanocytes in your skin. These are called neuromelanocytes. Look at that lovely little girl there. I just put her there because she's so beautiful. Picture number 23. Look at her. Those melanocytes in her skin are working triple overtime. And if you don't have those, well, then you look like picture 26. I think that's Neil McDonough in Foul Play. You remember that with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase? He was brutal in that film, wasn't he? He was spooky. Remember Foul Play, Goldie Hawn? He's an albino. Albinos don't have melanocytes. Look at picture number 25. Look at that African kid there. I think that's a female. She's an albino. You might almost think, when you're looking at a white person that's an albino, that for a moment, well, they're just from Sweden. Scandinavian, very fair-skinned, light-skinned, blue-eyed, but even with Caucasians, if they're albinos, you know they're albinos. But it's striking when an African-American is an albino. You can really understand it. Look at picture 24. This is an incredible picture. There's a black mother in Brazil, her 5 kids, and 3 of them are albino. Look at that picture. Fascinating. They have pigment-producing cells in the skin that those kids don't get. All right, now go back and look at that picture of the brain. Go back and look at that picture of the brain there. How about picture number 5? Picture 5, there's a substantia nigra in the midbrain. The cells in there, there's 2 kinds of cells. Well, there's many cells, but there's 2 we're citing now. One cell is a melanocyte. It's called a neuromelanocyte, as in neurology, as in nervous system, as in brain. Simple. They produce black pigment. For some reason in Parkinson's, they don't. They stop. They did, then they don't. When they don't, it's a bad sign. It kind of means those neuromelanocytes aren't there anymore. But there's another cell, and that cell is a dopaminergic cell. It produces the neurotransmitter called dopamine. Dopamine transmits electrical impulse. So when you look at picture 1, again, move to picture 1. Gee, I hope you got the computer. Sorry if you don't, guys. If you're driving, just listen. Let it sink in. Get home. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Buy the archives or just buy the show. $2 for the show. Are you kidding me? $24.95 for 150 shows. Can't make that investment? You've got an excuse. You can get any of this stuff for free on YouTube. Go ahead. Keep thinking that. Please keep thinking that. If that's where your consciousness is at, you're welcome to think that. You can't. Nobody's going to put it together like this. There, picture one, the sagittal cut looking straight into the side of the head. The nigrous striatal pathway. Those cells there, not the neuromelanocytes, but the dopaminergic cells, are producing dopamine. The dopamine is helping transmit impulses to the striatum of the brain, et cetera, et cetera. That's why there's all those wires in the brain there. It's showing you which way those impulses flow if the dopamine-producing cells are there and producing dopamine. Funny thing is, by the time the substantia nigra, the black thing, is no longer black because the neuromelanocytes are dying, are dead, are gone, the dopaminergic cells are also dying, dead, and gone. There's a catastrophe going on. There's a Southern California summer bonfire. There's one of those big fires occurring. There's free radical damage par excellence, extraordinaire. There is a massive holocaust of nerve cells going on in that area. Why that area? Why that area? Why not the cerebellum? Why not the frontal cortex? Why not the occipital lobe? Why not the parietal lobe? Why not the pineal gland, the hypothalamus? I will tell you why. Because it's so obvious. Parkinson's is one of the things we deal with. And we deal with other things too. But it is one of the things we deal with because we know. And I will show you the articles. And if I don't have enough time, get on the website and look at the articles. Those melanocytes, neuromelanocytes, bind poisons. They bind metals. God put them there for a reason. There's a reason the neuromelanocyte is there. There is a reason that the substantia nigra is black. There is a reason there is pigment there. And one thing we know is the reason. Let's talk about the chordae morphogenesis later. That means why your evolution put the substantia nigra there in the structural sense. How did we evolve structurally that necessitated the evolution of the substantia nigra? That's a whole other topic. That's the essence of structural medicine, which I'll comment on today. But biochemically speaking, we know why it's black. Because the neuromelanocytes produce that pigment. Why there? Because it binds metals. It binds metals. It draws them in. That's huge. Because for processes we're going to get into, when those neuromelanocytes are overwhelmed, when they are up to their neck and drowning in toxins and they burn themselves out, you begin a forest fire that you will pay dearly for as you sit there in a cage. Parkinson's is rough. It's a rough illness to have. You people out there with it, God bless you. Thing that gets me, thing that should get you, is it's just another one that we donate millions of dollars a year to find the cause on, and it's right in front of our face. What drives it is in front of our face. I'm going to have you look at Boyd Haley later on, department chairman, former department chairman of Biochemistry, University of Kentucky. That is a man to listen to. That's not a nutritionist. He's not a nutritionist. He's not an MD. This is a guy with a brain that's a scientist that knows how to think, that rare gift. He knows how to think for himself. He knows how to translate the chemistry into something that has to do with your reality as you drive to your office in the morning on the 405. And Haley's going to explain it in more detail. So I put the links on there. If you look at the top, there's two. One I'm going to have you listen to today with me because it's only a minute. The other one's an hour and 5 minutes. It's on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. YouTube's not really a matter of research. YouTube's a matter of clicking buttons. You know what the research is? Having enough common sense to pull from YouTube what's important. It's not data acquisition. It's discernment of data. This is an age that's put new parameters on what we call success. I mean, 40 years ago, to get this, you had to go to a library. And if you were lucky, talk to a librarian who was just on the other side of Morse code and look up in periodicals, literature boxes, all written. And now YouTube, amazing, except there's so much. How do you know who's talking and who's fantasizing? So we're going to get into Boyd Haley and what he has to say about the destruction of these cells up in the substantia nigra. Let's take a look at a little bit of this. All right? So what I'd like you to do right now is go to one of the nuggets. Click the article. Click title to view full article on brain repair by cell replacement and degeneration. Click that title. Click title to view full article on up top just under the YouTube clip, brain repair. It's a link. You got to click it. Now you're on the link. Perfect. You got that link. Brain repair by cell replacement and regeneration. Now just scroll down. It's so easy to do. Scroll down to the second page. In the upper right-hand corner, I put page numbers. Number one, number two, upper right-hand corner. Now go down halfway in asterisks. Dopamine neurons are continually formed in the adult substantia nigra. Those of you degenerating rapidly from Parkinson's disease, or those of us who are pre-Parkinson's, you know, we just get the little shakes. Everybody's degenerating up there. It's just a matter of how fast. Yes, there's no link to petrochemicals and heavy metals. It's just that we're living longer. That's why the incidences of Parkinson's have gone up 100 times in 500 years. It's only because we're living longer. Modern medicine has been so successful in treating disease and extending life for the betterment of all, that since the average male now makes it to 72, that he's got a good chance of making it to 82, that we see much more Parkinson's and notions about heavy metals and pesticides and petrochemicals that the scientists tell us are aggressively bound by the substantia nigra. This, of course, is just speculative. With more research funding and your donation, over the next 500 years, we may come to a conclusion. You laugh. I'm being sarcastic. That is the reality. It's why you stutter. It's why you have no memory. It's why, instead of taking all that wisdom that it took you to accumulate at 50 or 60 years old, all those aches and pains, all that suffering, all those mistakes, you sit there with one part of you wanting to have a new life, be reborn, go out and do, be vital, be vibrant. And whether you're self-satisfied or still looking, either way, you want more life. And yet your brain's degenerating. Science is such an amazing tool. You don't normally read these articles. I know you don't. Why don't you? They're not hard. Just a little elbow grease, a little moxie, a little thyme. I kind of make it easy. Do you go back and reread these articles? You should. Because it explains so much. These 150-something shows now explain so much. Dopamine neurons are continually formed in the adult substantia nigra. Could these multipotent CNS system stem cells be used to repair damage to any cell in the nervous system? Blah, blah, blah. This article's only there because what they want to do is clone these cells and then graft them back in to people with Parkinson's. They do it with rats. And that's kind of the story about this article. But that's not the point. It's not why I gave this article. We're on page 2. I want you to scroll on down to page 3. And the page 3, the middle of it. We must analyze the mechanisms controlling these remarkable regenerative processes. In this issue of PNAS, Zhao et al., that's a Chinese guy, maybe in China, provide the first experimental evidence that self-repair mechanisms may operate in the adult substantia nigra. The results suggest that dopamine neurons are constantly turned over. They die and are replaced at a very low rate, 20 new cells per day. Perhaps the most intriguing result is that a significant portion of the new neurons seen need to reestablish. New neurons seemed to reestablish the connection to the striatum. Does anybody realize how big that statement is? If you have Parkinson's, if you just want to hang on to your brain, then don't think this doesn't apply to Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a cinch. There should be no Alzheimer's. We ought to nail Alzheimer's 20, 30 years before you even have a hint of it. It's just what happens when you do everything wrong. When the steps you take after age 40 to counteract oxidative free radical damage or pro-inflammatory scenarios in your body are very poorly dealt with by you, you in your innocence, in part ignorance, in part just natural inherent laziness, when they're not dealt with correctly, you will neurodegenerate. Studies show that we've now isolated genes, specific genes. We've ID'd the Alzheimer's gene, and there's a Parkinson's gene. And if you have it, you may be 2 to 3 times more likely to get it. And on that basis, we should test you genetically. And then on that basis, you should just know that you're playing dice. Minimizing it? Well, doctors are searching for drugs. We want you to know that our foundation, nonprofit, no less, is raising millions each year of poor people who have had these terrible diseases in the interest of coming up with pharmaceutical drugs that will render these things useless and unimportant. Remember that one about cancer? Remember that one about AIDS? Remember that one about multiple sclerosis? Autoimmune disease? Where were those cures? They're on the way. You only have to wait another 500 years. They're going to tell you it's genetic. It's not genetic. Genetics is only as good as you have a tendency. Why, two guys who suck down gas fumes all day long as jet fuel mechanics at LAX, why one gets Parkinson's and the other doesn't? Why one guy who sprays malathion, DDT, or its derivatives, dioxin, every rancid pesticide the world has ever known, all over its soybean fields, next to another guy that does the same thing and more, and one gets it and one doesn't mean it's genetically determined. Do you get that? I got to control myself. I don't know what other word to use than, are you dumb? Are you dumb? Okay, I can't go there. I won't. You're just innocent. But you know the type. I asked my doctor why I'm losing my mind, and I'm told it's just because your genes coded you for this. This is nonsense. Your genes code you for a predisposition. And here's what you're not being told, and that's why I summoned up this article. This is a peer-reviewed journal. This is big stuff. This is it. Zhao et al., a bunch of scientists, they are not making mistakes here. The substantia nigra regenerates. just like the article I did on stem cells in the heart, just like the articles I showed you on reversing fibrosis in the liver. The body regenerates. You can do it. Well, if you can do it, prove it. Go find someone willing to comply. Just go find somebody. So many people have drank the Kool-Aid. So few people are willing to do what they're supposed to do. We're insulting God. It is nothing short of that. When you don't deploy the full potential of what God gave you to heal, you insult him. That's the way I feel about it. Take that to the excuses, the myriad of excuses. This is how good the scam is. The con is in. We've gotten to the point where it's okay to just snicker at the divine. Look at that. We make these cells that disappear once the bonfire of oxidative stress hits that critical mass, and we know that we regenerate these things. And that's some guy named Zhao. Who's to say I know where I'd throw my money when people really get into a healing? This might be a rat's brain in a lab. Fed what? Sugar to stay alive? Because who wants to spend the money on a rat or a mouse? Take the human organism capable of doing the same thing and put it in the fertile fields of Eden. Let it deploy every known mechanism in the name of health. Let it really do it. You have Parkinson's? Forget curing Parkinson's. Get healthy. You have Alzheimer's? Forget curing Alzheimer's. Get healthy. You're senile? Forget curing your senility. Get healthy. Get to the website. Get on the 150-something shows and do every one of them. Make it your job. You'll find God there. Who's to know if it's 20 cells a day, but it can't be 20,000 cells a day? I'll tell you, trust your common sense. Trust your common sense. They're there to regenerate. The body has stem cells in every single part of the body. The same stem cells that we just gave the Nobel Prize in 2012 to for a couple of guys. They take these pluripotent cells, multiply them, and then zing them back into the tissue to create and regrow tissue. We're doing it now. But, of course, it's very expensive. But, of course, it doesn't always work. But, of course, it's, you know, cost prohibitive. And everything takes a long time and blah, blah, blah. And forget it. The point is it's already in there. That's big. Look at that. Don't you love that? Now, we know that we've got cells. The dopaminergic cells can be regenerated. What kills them in the first place? What kills them in the first place is the other article. The roles of melanin, binding of metal ions, and oxidative cytotoxicity in the pathogenesis of Parkinson's disease. Oh, no, I can't read that. Yes, you are. You will. The roles of neuromelanin. That's the melanocyte in the substantia nigra. And how it binds metal ions. It binds the mercury, the cadmium. It binds the lead. It binds also the pesticides, the petrochemicals, all the lipophilic garbage gets bound up in there. It draws it in. It attaches to it. That black stuff just loves jet fuel at LAX. It just loves all those metals those welders are taking in. It's got a special affinity for iron. And these metals eat. They eat the intracellular glutathione. they eat it. We'll get to that later. You use up everything in the melanocyte. You use up everything in the melanin cells that would process these metals. And finally, you go too far. You run out of intracellular glutathione. You run out of the things in the melanocyte that the body uses to eat up and dispose of and neutralize the metals and the toxins. And in the process, you produce, in the balance of trade, too much free radical, too many electron-deficient, hungry, little, great white shark, Pac-Man things running around with hatchets looking to kill. And they run around the inside of your substantia nigra, and they start chopping down your melanocytes. Your melanocytes apoptose. They get destroyed. They become senescent. They fall apart. They grind up into smoke. And if we could pull out your substantia nigra 10 years before you got Parkinson's, do you realize that the statistic is you have to lose 80% of your neuromelanocytes? Or 80% of your dopaminergic neurons. Excuse me. I think it's the dopaminergic neurons. 80% of them. You have to lose 80% of them before you're symptomatic. What were you doing? How old were you? And where were you at when it was 20%? Yeah, we do have ways of suspecting this. We have ways of measuring it. We have ways of inferring it. Inferring it. Every time this guy walks into a room, when he walks out of the room, every time this guy walks into a room, check the analogy out. Every time this guy walks into a room, and he's the only person that walks into the room, when he walks out of that room, if you go into that room, something's missing. A piece of furniture's gone. Now, we never see him steal it. We never see him walk out of it. We never actually see him do it. But we only know that every time he walks into the room, and he's the only person in the room, when he walks out of the room, something's missing. And if he doesn't walk into the room, then he doesn't walk out of the room. And guess what? Nothing's missing from the room. Now, we haven't actually seen him steal anything. We don't have any films. Nobody saw it. There's no witnesses. He only shows up when there's no one in the room. But 2,000 times in a row, every time he goes into the room, when he leaves the room, even though no one sees him, something's missing in the room. Can we infer that he just might be the culprit? Now, you would say, gee, what a stupid question. I'm telling you right now, that you are being equally duped by Parkinson's, by what we offer you. Parkinson's, I'm not going to get to Alzheimer's today. There's no time. Senile dementia, just the memory loss, just the fact that your brain doesn't work like it worked 20 years ago. I have loads of that. Loads of that coming in. And it's problematic to change the diet, and it's problematic to exercise, and it's problematic to get cervically decompressed, and it's how will I find the time? This is why we don't have lots of cures up on the board, because America has gotten to the point where it has swallowed too much garbage. It is demonic hypnosis. You can listen to a little clip like this, you can read an article or two, but it all falls down. Doesn't it? But if you just share with me and focus for 60 minutes, it's right in front of your face. There's a process going on that's right in front of our nose. It begins many years before. The role of neuromelanin, the binding of and oxidative cytotoxicity in the pathogenesis. Double-click that. Bring it on. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc, two C's, two T's, and straighttalk.com. Get on the website. The phone number, 714-850-1007. If you need to make an appointment, sit down. Get your head pointed in the right direction. Get on a healing path. No, I don't treat Parkinson's. I don't treat disease. I don't treat cancer. Not the slightest bit interested in it. Don't call me if you've got symptoms you need cured. I don't do any of that. I teach you how to get your body healthy. I may recommend food, and I may recommend herbs. I may recommend exercise. I definitely recommend lots of education. Lots of it. I recommend you turn into a healing machine and let the body take care of the problem. That's the way you were designed. That's the way it works. It doesn't work the other way. The supplement thing, it'll get you to first base. Use them. They'll leave you hanging at first base. The cleanse thing, part of it too. Use the supplements to cleanse. All good stuff. But the totality of healing, when you knock on my door, when you call that number, that's what you get offered. If you want to bite, if you want to joke around, don't waste your time. Sit back, listen to the show until you're ready. Not everybody's ready. You may be rotting away with one of these diseases. You may be sick as can be. And you just know you can't do it yet. Well, don't. Do what you can. But understand reality. Reality is there's no supplement that cures this. Yeah, go get chelated to take the metals out of your brain. Go get the IV glutathione. Do all such because the substantia nigra binds metals. And you know about metals. And you take those wonderful green herbs. And you get chelated and you do all those nifty things because you're going to get it out of your substantia nigra and then you're going to heal. It doesn't work. You have to understand the totality. You're making a film. You're a filmmaker. You are a filmmaker. You are a musician in a rock group making Grammy Award level music. You have to put it together, which means you have to think. Can you think? If you're willing to think, you got a shot. If you're good at thinking, if thinking is a joy. Do you like a jigsaw puzzle? That's what your healing is like. It's a jigsaw puzzle. Okay, I've given you enough time. You're on the article now. Look at page one. I numbered it for you. Number one, summary. A characteristic feature of both Parkinson's disease and normal aging is loss of pigmented neurons in the substantia nigra. Look at that. You don't need to listen to the show. Don't tell your friend. He doesn't have Parkinson's. I said normal aging. The Illinois College of Medicine, the Department of Radiology, Harvard Medical School, Jagiellonian University, Krakow, Poland, the Institute of Technology, Milano, Italy, the University of London, Dartmouth Medical School. Accepted December 13th, 1993. That's 21 years ago. Normal aging. This has been found to correlate with the accumulation of neuromelanin and with oxidative stress in the brain region. But a clear association between these factors has not been established. That's right. We're going to make the claim, we're going to dangle the carrot, but we're not going to say definitely, we're going to say maybe. Just in case we're wrong, it could end our career. Hey, I'm a scientist. I only make $50,000 a year. I got a family to feed. I can't risk it in an article, so make sure you say has not been established. Do you know it still hasn't been established today? The articles in 2012 are saying it's not been established. Nothing's ever established until it's 200 years later. If you look at the evolution of the cigarette in your mouth in the 50s that caused cancer and was highly suspect by alert minds, the articles were there then, but it hadn't been clearly established. It's the way it works. So anytime you read hasn't been established, and yet the whole article's saying the opposite, understand the scam. Based on our recent demonstration that neuromelanin is true melanin, great, containing bound metals in situ. In situ means in your body, in real life, not a test tube. Amazing. Number one, the neuromelanin has a cytoprotective function in the sequestration of redox active metal ions under normal constriction. It means the melanin is binding those metal ions, the mercury, the iron, the lead, the cadmium, a whole bunch of them, and other things. And that the melanin has a cytotoxic role in the pathogenesis of Parkinson's disease, that there's something about the melanin that happens to it. It's part of a degenerative process. It's a catch-22. The reality is, of course, we're not going to read the article. The reality is the melanin is there because it's binding and sucking up the fumes. But in its process, it's overwhelmed. And as it's overwhelmed and its glutathione, intracellular glutathione, gets used up, its antioxidants intracellularly get used up. You create a bonfire of free radical insanity, and your melanocytes start disappearing, so the dark substantia nigra gets lighter, and then the dopaminergic cells have no protection. There it is. There it is. What can you do about it? Well, here's one thing. Look at picture number 11. There's you, figure one, picture 11, on the left, when you're getting married. Pull those sometimes terribly painful pictures out. The day you were married, you were 20, 25. That was you. And that's you at 50 in the middle. And that's you at 60 or 75. Now, I want you to notice something. Do you see how that eye, each eye, so again, let's do this again. Picture number 11. Straight, nice neck, right? Now look at the middle guy, 32-pound guy. And look at 42. That's you as you age. Now you see how your line of sight is the same. You're always keeping your eyes with a line of sight that's parallel to the ground. You know how you accomplish that? Well, think about it. If your neck's going forward, but your line of sight is staying parallel, you're cocking your head back. And as you cock your head back, you're crushing your midbrain. Look at picture 10. Look at picture 10. Now, just use your imagination. You can do this. And if you get it, you're going to get one of the central axioms of human health. Delivered to you, compliments of me. This is one of the biggest insights in medicine. The medicine you should be paying for. Just take a look at picture number 10. You got it? Picture 10. You see the guy's nose. Now figure his eyes. Now, pretend his head is dropping forward. Pretend his head is dropping forward. Pretend his head is going forward, but he's rotating his head backwards to keep his line of sight parallel to the ground. Can you see how that brainstem is going to get kinked? You get it. It's not going to be a straight line. It's going to get bent. It's going to be like a broken arrow. It's going to get kinked. And as it gets kinked, you have structurally compromised. You have grossly and structurally compromised where? Well, you see that ventral tegmental area? Look at picture 10. Look at those three purple areas. Look at the first one, lower right, ventral tegmental area. That's the area of the substantia nigra. Think of the head coming forward, the head coming forward, the head coming forward. Think of the line of sight that wants to say parallel, like that other picture. So you got to cock your head back. And what do? You crimp the midbrain. That is huge. Anterior head carriage is a large driver of Parkinson's. It is a large driver of Alzheimer's. It is a large driver of senility. It is a large driver of senile dementia. It is a large driver of stroke. It is a large driver of everything. get involved in the process whereby you pull that brain back to the picture of you and hubby when you were first married. Do that. Do that. Of course, there's no studies to support this. Studies haven't proven it yet. We'll have them out in the next 2,000 years to 3,000 years. Okay, if we're lucky, 50 years. 50 years, which at this rate means no Amazon, no Serengeti plane. The whole world turns into a smokestack. There'll be as much EMF running through L.A. as if you had a cell phone, two cell phones stuck to your head all day. 50 years. Let's wait. Not me, brother. I'm getting it done yesterday. I've lived this way. I've lived this way from the day I got into this stuff. I'm asking you to take a plunge. 714-857-1007. Get straight stock. Straight talk. Look at that picture. Anterior head carriage kinks your midbrain. What does that have to do with the oxidative process through the substantia nigra? It means you do not drain, you do not perfuse. Every free radical that destroys your brain is countered by an antioxidant driven by structural integrity, which you don't have if you look that way. That's big. Now, we got to take a minute. You got to get to know this guy, Boyd Haley. You got to get to know Boyd Haley. Go to my YouTube deals there and just click it on. He's just the best. Okay, so he's talking about a blood glutathione test. Now listen. He's saying your red blood cells, the ones in your blood that we can get to, that we can get to and test. You see, that's the problem. We'd have a whole new science if we could go up in you 30 years before you got 80% of your dopaminergic neurons destroyed and you were symptomatic. If we could go in there, in that you're a jet fuel mechanic at LAX, and we could pull out some of these areas in the substantia nigra and we could measure the intracellular glutathione levels, then we could tell you, Mr. Smith, at the rate of decay, by the time you're 70, you're cooked. You will be sitting in a chair wondering how you're going to tie your shoes this morning. We could, but we can't. But what we can do, and this is what Boyd is saying, we can get to your red blood cells, and we can measure the level of intracellular glutathione there. And then we can take those measurements and contrast them with people with Parkinson's, people with Alzheimer's, and we can see there is a direct proportional correlation. Oh, yeah, you know about that. Because when you went to Kaiser last year, they measured this. They measured it for you. It's the first thing that was on their mind. They asked you what you did for a living, and then they said, hey, I'm the man in white. I care. I've been trained to take care of your health. And they said, we're going to measure your blood levels of glutathione in the RBC or in the macrophage. Because if those are getting dirt low, then you're in trouble. And what do you do for a living? Oh, you're a jet fuel mechanic at LAX. You know what? You may be an old man someday at 60, suffering terribly, instead of enjoying the last 30 years with the woman you love. Because you have an occupational hazard that your boss is not telling you about. And I'm paid to take care of you. If you think medicine is going to give that to you, think again. I'm not supposed to say how dumb can people be. So I won't. I didn't say it. And I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But let's wake up here. Check Boyd Haley out. Listen to this. Did you hear that? A $33 blood test. A $33 blood test. And then he says there's more expensive tests that you don't want to spend the money on. I do. And so do you. Listen. He doesn't want to mention the lab. You know, we got to be careful when we're on air because the way it works is you can't tell anybody anything that important because it's against the law. Okay, so he won't even tell you the lab. All right, so he gives you a unit then. He says that if you do an RBC, intracellular glutathione test, he's telling you that, in fact, you may be down as low as 200. Even though, in fact, you should be like you were as a teenager, up at 600 or 700. And the difference between the two tells you you're cooked. That's Boyd Haley. Check that out later and go up and listen to glutathione and oxidative stress. That's a one-hour thing later on. We're running out of time, as always. Maybe I'll do part two next week. I don't know. I never know until Friday. In either event, put the pieces together here. Number one, we're all neurodegenerating. Number two, free radical damage up there. It can be measured, and if a cell is dead, it can be regenerated. After that, get healthy. This is perspective you should take to the worst day of your life. That it's in you. The cure is in you. You have a good week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.